And I ask you again, if someone declares war on you, are you indeed in a war? We'll be right back.
When you've done all you can, and it seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away? And you're all alone, all alone. Tell me, what do you give when you give in? Just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain, tell me, what do you give, yes, when you've given your all, yeah, seems like you can't make it through, child, you just stand when there. Nothing left to do, you just stand. One last, the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. And be sure, be not entangled in that bondage of.
Oh my goodness. Donnie McClurkin, stand. Donnie McClurkin, stand. That is the name of the song, and that's what I say. That's, if you have to find a song, if you have to find a meditation, or go for a walk, or watch children play, find a pet and hold them tight. Do whatever you need to do. Look at your grandchildren and say, I am going to take a stand because of you, because I can keep going, because there is something beyond this. That's how women got to have equality. That's how we were able to be here as people of color. That's how immigrants were able to get a foothold and rise up in this country. We had to know that we could take a stand. And when we needed relief, stand back and then stand up. And speaking of standing up, I'm so proud that with everything that's going on with lawyers today, we have lawyers who are standing up. Thank you so much. We have with us Lauren Stiller Reclean, who is a board member and executive director of Lawyers Defending American Democracy. And I don't want you to go through every case. I want people to come back from your organization. But Lauren, good morning. And please tell us about your organization.
Oh, good morning. You know, you're not supposed to make people cry listening to the intro music. Oh, my God, that song.
Yes. That's why, isn't that something, just to have something that's going to move you, to remind you that you can do this, and there are people who believe you can, even if it's through a song. But good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Well, it is a song for our time, for sure. And thank you for having me. So thank you. Lawyers Defending American Democracy exists for this time. We've been created to galvanize the legal profession to do more, to speak out and stand at this time, and in that work, reach communities and their peers, their colleagues, their faith-based organizations, and do everything possible to help people understand the urgency of this moment that we are in. And we do this in a variety of different ways. We write and make briefs in cases, of which there seems to be no end to those types of cases that need support right now. We filed ethics complaints against lawyers, particularly in the public sector, who abuse their oath of office and who are not adhering to the rules of professional ethics. We speak out on a variety of topics and advocate in many ways through opinion pieces and, you know, major publications, and through conversations like this in every way we possibly can. And we have just launched a new initiative called Meeting the Moment, where we are trying to get lawyers in every state in this country to reach out in a very direct and specific way with coordinated messages, and trying to break through the disinformation and help people understand that every single thing that's happening today in this country matters to them. Even if they don't feel it today, they will likely end up feeling it tomorrow.
Well, I think that people need to hear this. They need to know that, you know, Paul Weiss and the rest of the capitulating lawyers and those major firms that represented, yes, a blow to the image of the rule of law and lawyers, but that there are lawyers who are out there who do want to be a part of the fray and are willing to put their muscle and their mind where their meaning should be. So Lawyers Defending American Democracy, how did it start?
Well, it actually started through a speech that former two-term Massachusetts Attorney General Scott Harshbarger gave at his 50th law school reunion, where he wrote, this was in 2018 when there were so many abuses then happening at the Department of Justice in that actually looked tame compared to the outright abuses we are seeing today. And in that speech, he said, where is the voice of the legal profession? Why are we not hearing from law students, from law schools, from deans, from bar associations? Why are we not stepping up and doing more? And he inspired people in that audience who began to meet. And out of that, Lawyers Defending American Democracy was born. I think at that time, there was the hope that, well, if we just get through this period, things will be okay, and there won't be need for this kind of organization. But that didn't happen. We've seen rights weaken throughout the states. We have seen the things moving backwards, long-held rights that we thought we had moved past and we're moving towards a better future. We are now, you know, I think that's why that song moved me so much at the beginning, thinking about the times we are going back to that is so terrifying. So it started from at that point. We were formed in 2019, and here we are today, much bigger and in terms of volunteer support and our reach, and there's a much greater need than ever before, because every single day is a new assault on the Constitution, a new attack on the rule of law, a new insult to judges who are working so hard to do the best they can to keep up with the flood of cases that are coming in to their courts, attacking all these illegal and unconstitutional actions, and then working hard to respond only to find that they go up to the Supreme Court and, you know, with barely a signature line, find their hard work overturned. I mean, we are living in extraordinary times, but that makes the need that much greater.
And speaking of that, we have many lawyers and those in law enforcement who are listening to this program. So everything in between, everyone in different positions, those who are retired lawyers, people who are paralegals in law firms. So Lawyers Defending American Democracy is a coalition of lawyers, but must one only be a lawyer to support the organization?
Oh, gosh, no. In fact, thank you so much for asking that question. Our list of supporters and those who are we reach out to is probably has far more lawyers than otherwise, but we are lawyers who are, you know, trying to galvanize and engage others in doing this work. But our website, which is ldad.org, has a place where people can sign up or can donate or sign up to get our newsletters and to other ways to reach out to us directly, as in fact you did. And no, we welcome everybody to participate in this. It's an all hands on deck moment, right?
Yes, it is. And those people who would want to go to the website, once again, that's ldad.org, Lawyers Defending American Democracy, ldad.org. And you could, or one could sign for, sign up to be a volunteer. What would a volunteer do?
Well, thank you for asking that. We try to involve volunteers very meaningfully in our work. So we have volunteers who said, I want to work directly on amicus briefs. We have a working group on that. Those who say, I want to help research ethics complaints, and we have a working group on that. We have a working group that is co-chaired by two former judges who are working on protecting judicial independence and responding to threats against the judiciary. So we have a volunteer form for people interested in those areas. And then we have a tab on our website called Meeting the Moment that describes our newest initiative and has a very easy way for people to click on that form and say they're interested in volunteering or becoming a state lead or working within their state. And that we see is very much an effort to be more methodical about how we break through the lies and the disinformation that we are assaulted with every single day. And how do we do this in a way where we can provide toolkits and talking points and help people communicate more directly and succinctly and, you know, with ways that people can understand, again, the whole point always coming back to why should this matter to me? And we are certainly at a point where we know that it has to matter to everyone because we are all impacted.
We are all impacted. And this is a breath of fresh air, I'm sure, for many people who saw the attack on the legal profession first and saw the capitulation happen so quickly that there was this question as to whether or not the lawyers cared. Didn't they, you know, we're one of the professions that has to actually, you know, have an oath that we will uphold the Constitution. And seeing it trampled on, and we on the law of the land have to have a better understanding of what lawyers can do and other volunteers who want to protect the rule of law and make sure that the way in which this country is going, when there is a reckoning, we can say we stood against it. We took a stand. I thank you so much, Laura Stiller Recklin. What words would you have us leave with at this time?
Well, it's hard to get anywhere near as inspiring as the music that I came on to. But I guess the words that I would leave is stand. Everybody has to stand right now in their own way and use whatever influence, whatever voice they have, whether it's a letter to the editor or their own opinion piece or attending a protest march or talking to their neighbors, asking to convene, you know, groups of people in their community, speaking to different organizations. There are many ways we can use our voice, but we have to start to use that more effectively and in exercise greater power together, because we have to break through this assault on truth and facts and science that is really crushing us right now and dismantling our government. So we all have to stand.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. And I hope that you can come back again and tell us more about the cases that you're working on at the Lawyers Defending American Democracy. I would really like to hear that, and I'm sure our listeners would too. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.